spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy named Jerry from South Dakota had his pet python with him at a park on April 1st.
You know, I feel like the name Jerry just fits that scenario. Like, a guy named Jerry would have a pet python.
He let it slither in the grass and play, but an animal control officer happened to spot him.
Fetch.
And
are
you happy?
That's totally what happened.
He spotted the guy and gave him a $190 ticket for not having it on a leash. He thought it was ridiculous because, you know, there aren't leashes for snakes.
There should be.
But the animal control department is standing by the ticket. They say no animal can be, quote, running at large, whether it's a dog, a chicken, or a snake. By the way, I would like to see a chicken on a leash.
I think that'd be
pretty cool.
I mean, what is he supposed to do? Like, just tie a piece of string around its neck? Like, they don't make a leash that tiny.
Like, maybe halfway through it, like halfway through the tail to the head. I don't know.
Plus, choking a snake in the park sounds nasty.
It does, but I've done that a time or two. A 57-year-old guy named Michael went into a laundromat. You're right.
I'm just thinking about that.
A 57-year-old guy named Michael went into a laundromat in Florida on Saturday morning, and then he pooped on the floor.
I mean, normal.
I mean, that right there is pretty disgusting, but it actually gets worse because Michael scooped up the doo-doo that he just made and put it into the soap compartment of one of the washing machines.
Oh, that's absolutely disgusting.
I'm not sure. Maybe he wanted to use it as detergent.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to get your clothes clean there, buddy.
Yeah, and it's better than putting it in the dryer, though.
Yeah, no
kidding. You don't want that stuff warmed up.
Is that Gain? No, that's doo-doo. Anyway, someone in the laundromat called the cops, and he was arrested for criminal mischief. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, I don't know, just thought maybe Alex would like part of this story. A 33-year-old aspiring rapper in Australia named Terry Peck goes by the stage name Tupac.
That's amazing. Yes.
On Sunday, Tupac went to an upscale seafood restaurant that's right on the ocean. He was by himself, but still managed to rack up a $466 bill.
Dude, dollar bills, y'all. That is exactly the type of guy I need that's going to blow that much money on seafood. That's my fave.
He ate two whole lobsters.
Whoa.
Some baby octopus.
Whoa, this guy can put it away.
A half dozen oysters.
Whoa.
Dude had four beers and also downed somewhere between, they say, 15 and 20 vodka oyster shooters.
15 to 20?
15 to 20.
That guy had to have been, blacked out.
They said he was hammered when it was all said and done. And when he saw how high his bill was, he tried to skip out by running into the ocean to hide.
I bet. I mean, it is a good place.
Tupac swam out about 150 feet, and the cops had to use jet skis to get him. Once they got him back in, he tried to claim he wasn't running on his bill, man. He was running to help a woman who was giving birth on the beach.
Huh? In the water?
Yeah.
It was a water birth.
Yeah, it must have been. He also tried to claim he shouldn't have to pay because the food was, quote, overpriced and not really that good.
Oh, but he kept eating it.
He did. I guess I'll keep on doing this. He's facing charges for theft and assaulting a police officer. And, yeah, the restaurant, they banned him for life.
Oh, man.
Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.